Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I can't get to him!
Cameras roll.
What the?
During a desperate struggle to survive.
This is my last recording.
Life hangs in the balance. A climber dangles by a thread on a remote mountainside.
I've been hit by an avalanche.
So my left ankle is pretty good broken.
I realize I'm filming a survival story. I'm crawling for my life right now.
Swimming too deep leaves a diver dead in the water.
He's 10 foot from the surface and sinking. He was going to be at the bottom in 150 foot of water in no time.
And two joggers cornered by a hungry black bear.
The bear is coming close and retreating, coming close and retreating.
Go on your way. Come on.
He's going to try and separate us.
Hey, stay away.
And have one of us.
Let us go.
I'm starting to feel hunted right now.
Let us go, boy. Get up.
Without the footage to prove it,
no
one would believe these people are still alive.
Here we go.
Two friends climb high on an icy ridge. When one makes a life or death decision.
The biggest injury that I have is the guilt that I carry with me every day.
That will haunt him for the rest of his life.
Because I didn't pay for my mistake. Somebody else did. With his body.
Bryce Portwood climbs the most challenging and forbidding mountain ranges in the United States.
Anywhere there's a big rock face is mostly what I'm attracted to. The bigger, the better.
One November, he's drawn to a little-known peak in Wyoming's snowy range.
I've scouted this snowy range the prior year.
Here we go.
Along for the climb is Ed Warren. Ed is an Air Force officer and an experienced ice climber.
So my objective with Ed today is a possible first ascent. Well, that means like nobody's climbed it before. You're the first ones up there. Totally exploratory. You don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know if I'm actually recording right now.
Ed has his new camera. And he's pretty excited about it, so anytime we're climbing, it's running.
This is Bryce, and our climb is up there. Pretty nasty out.
It seemed the closer we got to the face, the stormier the weather was.
Bryce and Ed use axes and crampons to climb up the ice and rock.
One of the biggest risks is falling.
Stop falling.
So you want to avoid that. Losing your way on a route can get dangerous and scary.
But this early into winter, before before the heavy snows hit, one threat isn't on their radar.
We were not thinking avalanche. That was not on our mind.
Here we are on pitch number 3. Things are going pretty smoothly so far. Granted, it's cold and the spindrift is kind of intense, but we're on an ice route.
200 feet above Ed, Bryce climbs up the face to the edge of a snowbank.
When I enter the snowfield and I start climbing through it, I wasn't concerned at all until I got about midway. I raise my head and I see the snow above me breaking away. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, Ed, he's below me, and all this is gonna come flying at him, including me.
Lifelong friends set out on a perfect day to explore one of the natural wonders of the world.
We're on the edge of the Great Barrier Reef. The water is crystal clear.
Then, out of the blue, their dream day turns into a nightmare.
Breathe, Ed.
This is just my worst nightmare.
Ed, breathe, breathe.
He's just dead in your arms.
Breathe, Ed. Bone, bone. Wake up.
Australians Aaron As Gallagher and Jack Strick Strickland are extreme fishermen. One breath, one spear. They dive as deep as a 12-story building.
I find when I am spearfishing, just nothing else in the world matters.
You're just in the blue. You can't see the bottom. You look up, you can't see the land. It's just you, your friends, and really big fish and sharks.
Everything they hunt, they eat. And every adventure is filmed.
So we always love to film our adventures, either with a camera on your head or a camera somewhere on your gun, watching over the footage for months and years to come.
Strick and Az are like brothers.
We're always planning our next adventure, building a sailboat and sailing around the world or going camping on an island for weeks on end. And you're always making plans for the future.
Because of the nature of our friendship and the kind of guys we are, it's always been really fun and lighthearted and going on adventures and just generally loving life. But then one day, things got really serious.
As a new spear fishing season begins, Aaron and Jack have a new species in their sights.
The dogtooth tuna, it's number one on every spear fisherman's bucket list.
They're hard to find, they're difficult to shoot. They're incredibly powerful.
To see one in the water is a massive thing. To land one, that's every spearfisherman's dream in Australia.
Their hometown of Cairns, in Australia's north, is on the doorstep of the world's largest coral reef.
We're going out for a day spearfishing on the Great Barrier Reef.
Talking to Az on the way out, we were just getting each other so excited to hopefully see dogtooth tuna.
On such a perfect day, with spirits so high, the last thing on our minds was anything going wrong.
Breathe, Az. Breathe, Az.
On the snowy range in Wyoming...
All right, let's swap things over.
Bryce Portwood is climbing 200 feet above his friend Ed when a massive snowbank breaks free, tearing Bryce right off the mountain.
I'm in the middle of this avalanche, and it's very violent. It's dark. I'm hitting rocks. I can't tell which way's up or down. My immediate concern is Ed, because he's below me, and all this is coming towards him. And then all of a sudden, I feel a lot of pressure, and what I am realizing is that the rope, it held.
Miraculously, Bryce is unharmed.
Just had some snow break loose in avalanche. I fell probably 60 feet.
Bryce fears that Ed didn't make it.
My heart drops. I'm like, oh no. Ed's not okay.
Ed's been hit by the full force of the snowbank, weighing as much as 2 pickup trucks. Incredibly, Ed is still alive.
I thought I was dead.
He isn't filming when the avalanche hits, But just moments after impact, he turns on his camera.
Got hit by about a 10-foot wall of snow. Got swept about 80 feet.
I realize I'm filming a survival story. You can't be climbing 450 feet above the ground, get hit by an avalanche going 80 miles an hour, and survive. You just don't.
Ed is severely injured, and the only thing keeping him from falling 450 feet is one shredded piece of rope.
Oh, man, I am hurting.
Something's very wrong with my ankle. Looking down at it, I can see that the ankle is turned sideways, and the side of my boot is bulging in a very odd way. And I also realize my knee is damaged. There's blood on the snow in front of me, and my right ankle also is hurting.
I don't know if you can see it, man. We both took a spill.
But I'm looking, I'm like, how did we survive this?
I just looked up. It was right there.
Bryce and Ed are far from safe. They're dangling hundreds of feet up a rock wall. And at any moment, winds could trigger another avalanche.
Oh, man. It can't support weight. That's for sure.
Ed's left foot is shattered. And if they can get down from the mountain, they still have over 2 miles of deep snow and rocks between them and help.
I thought that was the end. Hold on, stop! Sorry, I got caught around my ankle. All right, you're good to go.
My buddy's really messed up.
Oh, man, this is going to be really hard getting out of here.
So now what are we going to do?
Coming up, two trail runners.
Right now, stop!
Cross paths with an aggressive black bear.
Hey,
I'm starting to feel hunted right now.
In the middle of nowhere.
Let us have our way. Get back!
Then, a young spear fisherman watches as his best friend's life slips away.
He's 10 foot from the surface and sinking.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As Gallagher and Jack Strickland are on a spear fishing trip that will forever change their lives.
We arrived to where we're going to be spearfishing for the day. We're on the edge of the Great Barrier Reef. It drops off from 30 to 1,000 feet. The water is crystal clear.
Everyone's preparing all their gear, making sure their gun's right. Get your mask on, get your camera ready.
They're filming their hunt for the elusive dogtooth tuna. What they don't know is that this dive could cost one of them their life.
Spearfishing is dangerous. You could get hit by boat traffic, attacked by a shark. There's jellyfish, there's stingrays.
add the very real possibility of drowning, and it's no wonder freedive spearfishing is considered one of the world's deadliest sports. Out in the middle of the ocean, the only safety net they have is each other.
When you're out there in the blue, you need to back not only yourself, but the people that you're with.
When we first jump in, it's into the blue abyss.
You really don't know what's underneath you. Whatever's there knows you're there, but you don't know that they're there.
I drop down and sort of just wait for something to appear. Aaron and Owen are both on the surface, breathing up, ready for the next dive. As I'm running out of air, I haven't seen anything, I make my ascent to the surface.
So I can hear Strick blow through the snorkel, and he points his finger down beyond the sharks. I know that there's something down there that we need to have our eyes on.
It's our dream fish, a dogtooth tuna down in the depths. He's probably down at about 100 foot of water, and I can just make out his shadow.
I am incredibly excited. You can go out 20 times and not find a dogtooth tuna. So when you do, you've got one opportunity.
Aaron starts to breathe up, a technique to saturate his blood with oxygen for a long, deep free dive.
You go like... And then you go down and you hold your breath.
But breathing up comes with a risk. It also lowers the carbon dioxide levels in the blood, removing the brain's natural trigger to breathe. Without that trigger, a free diver can swim deeper and deeper until suddenly their oxygen depletes and they pass out without warning. Watching Az and his friend Owen swim into the depths, Strick doesn't sense that anything is wrong.
They get to about 30 feet and Owen pulls out. He's let Aaron continue on his dive for the fish. Az pursues it down into the depths.
On just one breath, Az has descended the equivalent of 8 stories toward the seabed. At this depth, his body is feeling pressure 3 times greater than on the surface.
As I'm getting deeper and deeper, it's slowly swimming away from me, and I feel I'm not going to get close enough. I chase it, and I chase it, and I chase it. And at the last minute, when I think I'm going to call it and I'm going to come back up to the surface, the fish does a 180-degree turn, turns back towards me, and I make the call to stay down that little bit longer and get a shot on the fish.
I hear the trigger as it goes off, and I know he's placed a shot on this tuna.
I look up at Strick and I wave to him. He looks far away. He's really small on the surface.
I'm expecting Az to surface, as he always does, a couple of big yahoos and, you know, that excitement. And it's not what happens. He's 10 foot from the surface and sinking down towards the bottom.
On an icy rock face at 11,000 feet on the snowy range in Wyoming, Ed Warren and Bryce Portwood are fighting for their lives.
I've just got myself into one of the worst situations you can possibly get into. I've been hit by an avalanche while on a remote mountain with no cell phone reception, no rescue plan. I'm injured and I'm in trouble.
I just looked up, it was right there. And I was flying.
We're still in this slot. There could still be more snow coming down.
Ow. All right. Stay focused.
Ow. We're still 450 feet above the ground. So we have to do 2 very long rappels to get all the way back to the base of the climb.
So my left ankle is pretty much broken. Didn't put any weight on it.
I can't pass out right now. You have to hold on to that rope. If for any reason you get distracted or you pass out and you let go, you fall 450 feet and I would absolutely die.
Yeah, I can hear groans of pain from Ed.
Ed is starting to realize how hurt he actually is.
I'm realizing very quickly, not only is my left ankle very broken, but my right seems, something seems to be wrong with that as well.
Both ankles are actually messed up. Yeah.
I'm just yelping with pain.
Ed slowly, painfully descends 300 feet.
Oh, God.
But he still has another 150 vertical feet to go.
I actually took a little video of him hurting, obviously in pain, trying to rappel down.
Bryce hits the ground first.
I just got off the face. Ed's coming down here in a second. It looks like Ed hurt his ankle really bad. So just having to get out of here.
15 minutes later, Ed makes it off the wall. But their fight for survival has only just begun.
I get down to the bottom and had a first sense of relief. But that quickly changes to, we've got 2 miles to get out of here. I can barely stand up, much less walk. So how are we going to do this?
Task number one, off the face, check. Task number two, get to the car. What am I going to do?
Oh, God, we got to get moving.
Forty miles off Australia's east coast, Jack Strickland and Az Gallagher are caught in a freediver's worst nightmare. And their cameras are filming every second. Az shoots a prized dog-tooth tuna, but he pays the ultimate price.
In Az's footage on the way back to the surface, once he gets to about 30 feet underwater, you see his arms go up uncontrollably in front of his head. You can see all the bubbles come exhaling out. That's when he's blacked out. He's no longer going towards the surface. He starts sinking back the other way.
Jack's camera also catches the deadly moment that Az has a shallow water blackout. Shallow water blackout strikes without warning when a lack of oxygen suddenly shuts off the brain. As soon as Az goes unconscious, his body instinctively tries to breathe. He sucks water into his lungs and immediately starts to sink.
And that's where you can see me on the float there. I've first realized that something's not right. He was going to be at the bottom in 150 foot of water in no time.
Already down 10 feet, Strick dives down another 10 to catch his friend.
I realize he's not responding, and now I've got this big dead weight in my arms and I need to get him to the surface. When I get there, I'm hoping that he comes back to life and takes a breath of air. But it's not the case.
Breathe, Az.
His face is getting bluer and bluer by the millisecond. His lips are big and purple. His eyes rolled back in his head. He's just a complete dead weight in my arms.
Az, breathe, Az.
Strix never witnessed shallow water blackout, but he's been trained how to deal with it.
Burn!
Need to tap him on the cheek and say, breathe, Az. And that'll trigger a response in his body to breathe.
Az, breathe!
But on this occasion,
Az, breathe!
It hasn't worked. Aaron's taken in too much water. He's not coming back.
Breathe, Az!
I start giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Breathe, Az!
It's just not working.
Wake up! Az, breathe!
All these horrible thoughts start going through your head.
Wake up!
All the fun times we've had and all the future plans for how we're going to sail around the world and do this and that, I'm thinking it's all gone, like it's all just come crashing down. I'm going to have to go home to his mum and say, you're not going to get him back.
Az, breathe. Bone.
Two trail runners head out in the Canadian wilderness.
Right now, stop.
We couldn't get away from this thing.
Only to come face to face.
I'm starting to feel hunted right now.
Hey.
With an aggressive juvenile black bear.
Let us go.
You stay away.
Bruce Allen and Greg Armour begin every day with a trail run.
I love running in the trails. That's who I actually am, a trail runner, and I find that's my way of staying in shape.
I just love to be able to spend time when I'm outdoors on a trail instead of on concrete.
One June morning, they finish their night shift at an oil refinery and head right to the trails.
It got us away from the sound of the refinery, you know, got us out into space where we could breathe some fresh air. It was a great way to come off a shift.
It's late spring. After a long winter, the forest is coming to life.
You're focused on the run, but at the same time, because you're in the woods, you're always observant, always.
In the back of their minds, a tragic bear attack that occurred nearby just 3 weeks ago.
Six Suncor employees say they tried to stop the deadly bear attack that killed a coworker yesterday.
36-year-old Lorner Weaver, a worker at an oil facility, was fatally mauled by a black bear.
I was aware of that, but at the same time, we'd ran those trails every day for months, and nothing ever gave me the feeling that there'd be a bear in there.
Bruce is 200 yards ahead of his friend when he runs right into a bear.
I come across this bear, and I'm saying to myself, that's a bear.
Bruce takes two pictures before retreating. To his horror, the black bear follows.
First thing I knew about the bear, Bruce came around the corner, and he was moving pretty fast.
When it cuts them off, Bruce starts filming with his cell phone.
Well, we're no good.
Stop. Right now, stop.
If the bear was going to attack us and we weren't getting out, he wanted to leave some sort of a record as to what it was that we'd encountered.
No way, man.
Back. Stay.
We're not good. We can't do this.
That bear should have just skedaddled into the woods, but it wasn't scared at all.
The bear is a 2-year-old, weighing about 250 pounds. Adolescent bears are often more curious, and as a result, more dangerous.
We're not good. You have to let us go.
The bear is coming close and retreating, coming close and retreating.
Get back. Get together, Greg.
He's determined through his toying that he's going to try and separate us and have one of us.
Hey, back. Stay.
I'd call that predatory.
Hey, go on. Go on your way.
Come on.
I'm starting to feel hunted right now.
That's it. That's as far as you're going. Stop.
Stalked by a wild animal, Bruce's primal instincts kick in.
That's it, boy.
Let us have our way.
You're in a survival mode. I reach down, I pick up a rock.
Let us go.
I see the bear coming towards us.
Back! Back!
The first lunge that he was going to make, I was going to nail him.
Let us go. Let us have our way. Let us go, boy. Get up!
Ice climber Ed Warren's left ankle is shattered. His right knee is badly strained. It's 10 degrees, and he's 2 miles from his car.
Oh, God, we gotta get moving.
Bryce, his climbing partner, knows that if he sits still too long, he'll freeze to death.
Not only is hypothermia a concern, also his feet and his hands. Getting frostbite is a very legitimate threat.
In freezing conditions, frostbite can set in within 5 minutes. In advanced cases, the only treatment is amputation.
As I push, my ankle will catch a rock or a chunk of snow, and it'll yelp with pain.
To get out alive, Ed and Bryce have to work together.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay.
We say, okay, let's try hopping.
One, two, three, go.
And I'll try to hop on my good leg.
All right, ready? This is going to be hard.
And then we take the first hop.
Oh, boy.
And I know this isn't going to work.
We got maybe 7 hops, and Ed's really starting to realize my good foot isn't a good foot.
It's gotta be an easier way to do this.
The temperature is plummeting. Frostbite creeps closer. There's no time to lose.
We say, let's try dragging. I lay down on the backpack. So as Bryce is hauling, I'm pushing. And we pull ourselves farther down the mountain.
They hit what seems to be an insurmountable obstacle.
We're immediately met by a steep snow slope.
Oh, man.
And the moment we tried to drag up that, we realized it was not going to work. There was just no way that Bryce could pull me through deep snow.
With Ed's life on the line, they refused to give up.
And so the last option is just a crawl. I'm crawling for my life right now.
Ed's too big for Bryce to carry. All he can do is wrap jackets around his friend's knees to fend off frostbite. But it could already be too late.
I'm very worried at this point that I might lose toes, I might lose my feet.
Ed needs help, now. Bryce does the unthinkable. He leaves his friend alone and severely injured in the frozen wilderness.
Bryce and I agree that he's gonna go ahead, go to the road, see if anyone's out there, and then I'll crawl behind him and follow his path.
As Bryce races to get help, he snaps a photo of his friend's remote location.
You're injured, you're crawling by yourself in the snow, you're alone. It's a wild moment.
While Ed crawls for his life, Bryce makes it to the road and flags down 2 passersby.
After we were hit with the avalanche, it took us about 3 hours to get back to the car.
It takes major surgery to rebuild Ed's left ankle with screws and pins, and to repair the badly torn tendon in his right knee.
Like, I broke his body because I made a stupid decision. It's kind of tough, and I don't think I've ever verbalized to him how I do still feel guilt about it, you know?
But Ed is sure that he wouldn't have survived without Bryce.
I absolutely feel like I got a second chance. I should have died that day. When you're that injured and that isolated, having someone else there with you who you trust and is a friend is a lifesaver in the most literal sense. I knew he was there for me, and we have a bond that's going to last the rest of our lives.
Breathe that.
21-year-old spear fisherman Jack Strickland thinks his best friend is dead.
Breathe, Ed.
Eyes are rolled back in his head. Face is blue.
Ed, breathe.
Looks like he's come straight out of the morgue.
After blacking out spear fishing on the Great Barrier Reef, Az has been unconscious for over a minute.
I'm just persisting with mouth to mouth, so I keep, you know, blowing air into him and going, breathe, Az.
Breathe, Az. Bone!
Didn't look like we're going to get him back.
Az, breathe! Oi! Breathe, Az! Az, breathe!
I just got one last big breath into him. And he just...
Az, breathe!
And coughed back. And that's the first sign of life. That's when I thought, hey, you know, it's not too late.
Az, breathe!
With another breath of air, literally came back to life in my arms.
Breathe, Az.
It's just, you know, this miracle feeling.
Dead for almost 2 minutes, Aaron Gallagher is revived by his best friend. But he's still not out of the woods.
Hold the boat.
I get back in the boat and try and gauge how he is.
Come sit in the boat, get in the boat, Aaron.
Az is not good. He's still coughing up a lot of blood and a lot of salt water. We're still terrified as to what's going to happen. How long is he going to be conscious for?
Brain damage is Strick's first concern, but Az could also suffer a secondary drowning.
Here, mate, you just got a bit of water in here.
A deadly condition in which small amounts of water in the lungs shut down breathing up to 24 hours after a near drowning.
The danger's not over. We need to get Az back into the emergency ward as quick as we can, so we sit him down the back and it's just full throttle straight back into Cairns Harbour.
2 hours after his blackout, Az is rushed into the hospital. Doctors test for brain and lung damage. The next morning, the results are back.
Sitting there next to the hospital bed, I was holding hands with him. The doctor said, it's all clear. Looks like you're going to be okay. It was great to see a smile on his face and a bit of laughter back into my best mate.
The spear fishermen are haunted by the moment that Az crossed from life to death.
You can't even see the bottom, it's deep.
When I look at the footage, I can see when I black out. I can see when my mind, my body switch off and I exhale all my oxygen. Then boom, I'm out. It's very hard to watch yourself die. If it wasn't for Strick, I would 100% be at the bottom of the ocean and that would have been the end of me, without a doubt.
Breathe out. Breathe out.
Yeah, he does credit me with saving his life. He says he owes his life to me, but I know he would have done the same for me, and it was just how it worked on that day.
That event made us closer, or as close as I feel two best friends can be.
Out in the woods, trail runners Bruce Allen and Greg Armour are being stalked by a young black bear.
Get back.
We couldn't get away from this thing.
Back.
They're half a mile from the safety of their car, and the bear's getting bolder by the second.
Let us go, boy. Get back.
I have the rock above my head, Greg's beside me, and this bear is 2 to 3 feet in front of me.
Let us go.
If I have to, I'll smash this thing in the head because that's what I figured that I'd have to do.
Get back.
The runners have picked a bad time to cross paths with a bear. It's spring. After a long hibernation, bears are starving.
Let us go.
One of the things that runs through my mind is Bruce has got 3 kids. I know them all. I don't want to have to call and explain that there was something happened.
Let's just keep her cool.
Yeah.
They don't have bear spray, but Bruce and Greg do remember some key survival techniques.
Back. Stay. That's it.
First, they shout.
It's as far as you're going. Stop.
Then lower their voices.
We got nothing for you. We have nothing.
Changing your tone, going from a loud voice, going to a quiet voice, they're all recommended methods of dealing with bears.
Let me. Jesus.
Attaboy. Stop. Right now. Stop.
Bruce recalls another defense mechanism.
Get right. Together. Get us together. We look bigger together. Stay together. Right, stay together large.
We're trying to make ourselves look big. The bear stops for a second and looks at us. And it just starts moving towards us again.
That's it, boy.
Come on. Let us have our way.
Let us go.
And nothing is working with this bear.
Let's back away from him.
There are 2 golden survival rules the runners know they shouldn't break.
Hey. Number 1 rule is you don't turn your back on a bear and you don't run from a bear.
Hey,
go on. Go on your way.
Come on. Good.
Getting desperate.
Go on. Go on your way.
Good.
And still a quarter mile from their car, they decide to throw out the rule book.
I'm saying, come on, let's get some distance on them.
Be aware of wildlife. Use it on risk. Holy.
The bear sees this large tree that he decides to hop up on.
Attaboy, big guy.
And while he's up that tree, taking a look around, we just get a little bit further and further and further away.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
We get to the corner. and we turn and run.
Already 10 steps down the trail, Bruce continues to film.
I am now running as fast as I can.
With a top speed of 40 miles an hour, black bears can easily outrun an Olympic sprinter. Bad news for 57-year-old jogger Greg Armour, who has an injured calf muscle.
I push on through it. The bear is still on our trail. I holler ahead. He's back at the corner. He's still coming.
Ahead, Bruce runs as fast as he can with the rock in hand.
Oh, my God.
I reach the deep, and I am just elated that I am now safe.
Seconds later, Greg jumps into the car.
Take that rocket, put it in your garden.
I can't believe that we just got away from this bear the way we did.
Their brush with death hasn't kept Bruce and Greg from hitting the trail, but they now live by two survival rules. Always carry bear spray and never run alone.
With Greg and I working together as a team, that's what got us out of that situation.
Hey, back.
When you look at the points in the video where it's circling around us.
Get back.
I don't think one of us alone could have defended against that.
Greg, get together, Greg. Stay together. Just have to keep doing that. Back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.